Lecture topic, searching for success in the trap of destruction.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihim ladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa amma alladhina su'idu fa fil jannati khalidina fiha ma damatis samawati wal ardu illa ma shaa rabbuk ata'an ghayra majdud. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Most respected students of Deen, mothers and sisters. The Quran Sharif, in many, many places, Allah Ta'ala has given the description of those who succeed and those who fail. Success, everybody wants success, and everybody has their own idea of how they will try and get success. Success is a very, very broad concept, but there is no way that a person can gain that success except in a way that really has been established as a means of gaining the success. But to start off with, before even that way of gaining the success, you have to know what is the meaning of that success. For example, a child, now saw some small child, he saw something which now attracted his attention. What attracted his attention? He saw somebody lighting a match, and then they lit the gas stove or something. All that looked very exciting to him. Now he's a three-year-old, four-year-old, he saw where the matches were kept. It's a little bit out of his reach. So now he is attracted to this. His attention was caught by it. Sounded very exciting. So he asked to also do so. He was told, sorry, no, you mustn't touch this. It was taken and put away out of his reach little. So when everybody now is gone out of the room, out of that place, his mind is still running in this direction. And he is wondering now how to reach that matches where it's kept and how to try and light it and see this exciting thing that happens then, that this fire, this flame came up. And he has no idea about that this, how destructive it can be, how I can burn myself, burn the whole house down. He has no idea about it. His mind is fixated on trying to get hold of this box of matches, because this will be a very, very exciting thing for him, and he wants that excitement. That for him at that point in time is his success, to try and get to reach that matches. So now he found one chair somewhere, dragged the chair closer to that cupboard where now the matches was kept on top. Now he put the chair, so he somehow got onto the chair now, 4-year-old, but the chair too was not high enough. Now the chair was not high enough, he's standing on the chair, he's trying to reach, but he's still not managing. But he now is looking at himself as one big step closer to success. That's his mind now. That now his hand is just about there, not getting there. So he's very close to success, but not yet there. So now what he decides to get something else, something that's lying on the floor, or wherever it's lying, one small little box, whatever. He says, okay, this is now, what a smart child he is now. I'm going to take this box and put it on the chair. Then I will stand on this box. Then my hand will reach that point where the matches is kept. So I will succeed. So now he takes a box, puts it on the chair. Now he gets back onto the chair. Now he climbs onto that box. And now he's reaching out for that matches. So he's standing on his toes to get to the matches, and in that whole box slipped off the chair, he fell, he got badly hurt. Now, what was the whole story here? He had in his mind that this is an effort to get success. Now, this is one scenario, one situation that can happen, that the box slipped and he fell. Allah forbid how he could have got hurt and how he got hurt. That now to him seemed like a terrible failure. The failure basically in this, that he did not reach the matches. The other situation, he reached the matches. Now that matches is in his hand. He is elated. He is so excited. He succeeded. Now he somehow opened the box. He lit the match. Somehow he lit that match. Now when he lit that match, mashallah, the flame is exciting. But as the flame started now getting closer to his finger, he started feeling the heat. He got a shock. He let that match fall. That match fell onto something that was on the ground, some paper, whatever. That caught a light. And now what can happen from that moment? Now for him, that was success. What was success? That he got hold of that matches. But any adult, any sane person who knows what's going to be the outcome here will regard that as a very big failure on himself and others that he got hold of that matches. Now what he as a child is regarding as success is disaster in terms of the perspective of others. So what we understand from this is, first thing is we have to understand what is really success. And if we don't know that, we are going to start aiming for things which are harmful, which are destructive, and we're going to regard that as success. We're going to get certain things in our hand, and we're going to think now we're very successful. For example, bringing the example closer to ourselves, this unfortunately happens so many times. Somebody now wants a phone. So they ask their parents, I want a phone. Parents said, sorry, you are not in need of any phone now. You are only still 9 years old, 10 years old, 13 years old, 15 years old too. You don't need any phone. So you're not going to have a phone now. Leave it. So now this becomes an obsession. My friends have it. Others have it. Why am I being ill-treated in this manner? That's what's going in the mind now. This is ill-treatment. It is a kind of oppression on me. Now, subhanAllah, where shaitan takes this, like the small child didn't get the matches, the parents refused to give the matches, says this is ill-treatment. This is an oppression. I want this. I need to have this excitement. So this child also didn't get the phone from the parents. This is ill-treatment now. This is oppression. That's how he's thinking. So now he starts ducking and diving, doing things behind his parents' back, which is a terrible thing to do. It's a terrible disloyalty. It is a deception. A person is doing things behind his parents' back. Girl is doing things behind her parents' back. It's a deception. And Allah Ta'ala does not like this deception. And then deceiving one's parents. They are not happy that you're doing something. And you're doing it behind their back, which is a deception now. So, and when that gets exposed, which often happens, it's going to be so heartbreaking. So now it's going to be a mean something that's going to break the parents' heart. What a terrible thing. So any case now, but this became the obsession. I need to get hold of this phone. So now I got some savings. I borrow something from someone here, there. And now hide and get a phone. Talk to somebody who can get one. Got a contact somewhere. They bought a second-hand phone. I managed to pay for it. Now it's ducking and diving with it. Hiding it somewhere. But that person is super excited. I am successful. I got hold of the phone. So now that's a success. Now, from there what? From there now, the cycle of destruction starts. One person had a fish tank. This fish tank at home had some small fish in there. And now it has its particular system now. At certain time, it's given its what its requirement of food is, that food that is now bought from the shops or whatever. So much, how many fish in there, accordingly so much that needs to be now put in the water, and they'll eat it up. Now one morning he woke up and all the fish are dead. All the fish are dead. Now there was one dozen fish in there, all dead. Now this became a very ajeeb thing. What happened? One can die, two die, meaning in that moment in time, overnight, But now all just died overnight. Obviously something strange. So now they're trying to figure out what happened here. So what happened was, one of the children, the grandchildren, small child, he was observing now, they're feeding this fish, the fish coming, they are diving towards this food. So all that was very exciting for him. So when nobody was looking, he started now feeding, and he's feeding non-stop. Whatever food, that the whole tin, that tub was there, the fish are the fish, they don't have any consciousness that now I must stop, because small little fish. So they just keep eating. Now they're eating and eating. Now that was the theory behind it, because after this was realized, this is what happened. It says those fish died of overeating. All the fish died of overeating. Now they weren't eating something haram. Fish are fish now. They don't know halal, haram, obviously. What I'm trying to get at is, they weren't eating some poisonous stuff. They weren't eating something that is harmful to their health. They were eating what is good for them. But they overate. And they ate and ate and died of overeating. Now that was something which is their food, but it was too much. They didn't know how to handle it. Now imagine if it was something poisonous, they would have died instantly. Because they can't distinguish the poison also. Now that's the lesson for us to take. That sometimes there might be things which in itself might not be a problem. But in our capacity, we don't know how to handle it. So as a result, we go beyond the boundaries with something that is permissible, but then we exceed the bounds. That then becomes very harmful for us. And sometimes becomes totally destructive. And then what about something that in itself is wrong or harmful? Only something that is fine, but it is overindulged in, goes beyond the limits, that too then becomes very harmful. But if something in itself is poison, something in itself is harmful, then what's going to be the outcome? Now, many a times what we regarding as something that, this is my success, I need this, I need to get hold of this phone, the smartphone, and this and that and the other. And many a times that is actually our destruction. How many young people, they are so badly caught up in so many, they're addicted to so many things purely through the phone. And they got addicted to the phone itself. Now, so deeply addicted that they just cannot do without it. Now, late at night, they're ducking and diving. Somebody's parents now somehow realize something is not going right here. Why is this fellow sleeping or so sleepy the whole day, and the teachers are complaining, only falling asleep in class. So now quietly they checked up at night, they realized this fellow got a phone under his blankets now, and his, so they tried to grab the phone from him. Now they tried to grab the phone to start off with, he started fighting with his parents. Now imagine if a person, somebody tries to come and is trying to kill him. So he's trying to take his life. He'll do whatever he can to defend himself, fight back. Now, unfortunately, the phone has become like people's life. The phone has become like their soul now. So if somebody, even their own parents, are trying to take it away from them because it's becoming so harmful, it's like taking their life away. So they don't even realize what they're doing. Now, can we imagine how harmful it becomes and where it takes a person to, that a child can start fighting with his own parents because they're taking this one item away from, because they feel that this is harmful now, and he can't understand the harm. He understands that to be success. Now this is the whole problem. That's where we started off the discussion. To know what is success. He's regarding that to be success, which his parents regard as a very serious harm for him or her. So now when he regards it as success, he's going to fight back. People are taking my success away. So to start off with, this is what happened. Start fighting with his own parents. What a terrible thing. What a shameful thing. If parents are wrong, so wrong is wrong. Wrong can't be right. And parents also are sometimes wrong. Unfortunately, it happens. Parents also make a mistake sometimes. They are wrong in some things. But even when a parent is wrong, the command of the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّوا وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, don't even say oof to them, don't rebuke and scold them, and rather speak to them in kind words that will apply even when they are wrong. Now, this doesn't mean that you will say what is wrong is right. You can't say what is wrong is right, it's wrong. But you will still talk respectfully. You won't still say even oof. You will still not speak in a scolding manner, in a rebuking way, back answering or talking in a raising your voice or talking in a angry way. No, that will still not be allowed. That will become sinful in fact. So now, what a kind of instrument this is, that parents with whom we're not allowed to even say oof to them, now because of this, a person is fighting with his parents. Then in any case, somehow they took it away, and he could now only, finally he had to give in. Then he became sick, and became so sick, ended up in hospital. So now ended up in hospital, they said this is a severe withdrawal symptom of the phone, that he went into a kind of depression. Went into a kind of depression out of this so-called withdrawal of the phone. Because the parents refused to give it and they now made sure he doesn't have another one. So a couple of days and he got so sick and to end up in hospital. Now the lesson to take from this is what a terrible harm this became. Now people who are in their young ages, they cannot foresee anything beyond this. This is my whole life, my whole world. Spending hours and hours on the phone, this is the success because I got this smartphone now. Parents don't even know about it, I'm even more successful. I can do what I want now. But now what's happening? It's burning the whole life down. Because as they move on in life, they're so caught up in this, they can't take up any responsibility because that responsibility also is all then affected by their phone indulgence. They can't do things on time because they're always late because they're caught up on the phone. They can't do their household work now. People get married. They can't do their household work on time because they're caught up on the phone. They can't wake up on time because they were too late on the phone. They can't do the ibadat correctly because the same thing came in the way. And when they're doing the ibadat also, then the same thing is stuck in their minds. And then people who need to move on in life, but now there's all the time problems with their spouses, either way, husband is involved, wife involved, they glued to the phone, and as a result, responsibilities are neglected, children are neglected, so many things happen, but the primary problem was the phone. And he's still carrying on. And so many cases keep coming up of this nature every now and again. Almost every other day. But now, at that point in time, when somebody managed to get hold of that phone, or even the parents gave it because the parents were not understanding what they're doing, so that was like a big success. Now, there was so much of pressure on the parents, they gave it. Okay, there's a phone, we'll control it. They can't, how much are they going to control? It's a control, what can be controlled can be bypassed also. But now, the harms that then came is beyond what we can imagine. People's deen torn to pieces, haya torn to pieces, got caught up in so many haram, and then their whole life is going in a negative direction because there's always some problem or the other stemming out of the phone and the phone usage. So now this was a bit of a diversion that what we were talking about is success. The Quran Sharif has highlighted repeatedly the different groups, those who will succeed, those who will fail. So in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people who will fail, the shaqi. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that there are two groups, the shaqi, the deprived, the wretched people, and the sa'id, the fortunate ones, the successful ones. Now, on the day of Qiyamah, it is the successful ones, those who were the fortunate ones, the successful ones, they will go straight to Jannah. And Jannat, they will enjoy all the bounties of Jannat. But the Shaqi, those who are caught up now, they don't know where's the line. They're not interested in trying to stay within the line. They want to just indulge in all their merrymaking. Somebody makes that, Allah forbid, they start making it a goal. That's now their goal. What's the goal? They are pursuing some haram relationship, trying to trap somebody into that haram relationship, sending the person some message somehow, got hold of the person's number, trying to lure the person in this trap of the haram relationship. And that becomes their goal. And now in different ways, trying to get to that point, this is a very terrible thing, which unfortunately is becoming a common problem. And now finally, shaitan opens a way somehow to fall into that. Now they trap somebody else too. And that becomes their big success. In their minds, the corrupted mind, that corrupted mind looks at this as success. But then, from there, every kind of disaster starts. But up to that point in time, shaitan keeps all that veiled and covered. The mind can't think about it, or doesn't want to think about it, knows everything, and still can understand nothing. Knows all the harms, have seen others fall in the harms, what went on, but is not prepared to understand anything. Shaitan just lulls a person, don't worry, you okay, you very smart, everything is fine, you know how to handle it. But then when the disaster then comes, and shaitan then laughs and runs away. So, the issue at hand is that there are numerous problems. Unfortunately, we fall into these problems, that we get caught up into the traps of shaitan, things that are destructive, we regard it as our success, we start pursuing it, we feel that is what's going to make me successful, I will really enjoy life thereafter. But that what we chasing after is disaster. Many a times, that is what it is. So now what's the way forward? The way forward is, we have to trust in people who have the experience, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. They have seen the road, they are our elders, they are our seniors, they are our teachers, and people of piety, people of taqwa. We need to turn to them for advice, for guidance. We're going to turn to somebody who is now also caught up in things like this. They'll tell us, don't worry, it's all fine. Everybody is doing these kind of things now. Can't become too pious. This is the kind of corrupted advice somebody might give us if we turn to the wrong person. Now somebody else who's also caught up in it, they are going to often give this kind of advice. Now we're asking some classmate, we're asking somebody else, what advice are you going to give us? One person started becoming very disrespectful to their parents, which was not the case previously. Was talking in a bad way, becoming upset and shouting at them, and na'uzubillah, what not going on. Now this was a very unusual thing. Parents were very surprised where this came from. After some investigation and so on, where it came from another, some so-called friend, classmate, so-called friend. How? That child is all the time talking about, my mother said this to me, I told her off, na'uzubillah. My mother did this, or my father said this, I just ignored it. So now that became like a very heroic thing. I am a very smart child. I can do as I please. I don't worry about anybody. I don't care. Now that's the attitude that they show. Now somebody else is listening. It's sounding, hey, this person is like really one up, man. This person is very smart. This person is really got a lot of courage. So now they want to start doing the same. But now this is because we don't take the advice of people who have that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, people who know what's right and wrong, and who can guide us correctly. We're joining this kind of company, we're hearing these kind of things, and we're getting influenced. And influence is such a terrible thing. And doing such a terrible thing. Say, I don't care. People often have this, young people have of this is a common line. I don't care. What does this mean? I don't care meaning, do we not care who we are? We are Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. We have to care for that. We not care about our akhirat, na'uzubillah. What a disaster will come. We not care about the good of dunya also. This is one of the ways in which the good of dunya is lost. The good of dunya also gets destroyed when a person is disrespectful, person is abusive to others, harms people, so many other things. So now we say this, very people talk like that, like, I don't bother, I'm independent, I don't care. We'll have to start caring in such a way that we won't know where to start. It becomes such a big concern then, because we end up in such problems and difficulties, then we'll think, I should have cared. But then it'll be sometimes too late to undo the damage. So the point is, we need to turn to people who have the experience, the piety, to the extent that we can see, mashallah, it's a pious person, elder person. We take their advice, we take their guidance. We stay away from such company that will influence us badly. And then we must recognize what is true success. What is the correct things to do that will give us true success. The true success is that that which is not fleeting, is not something that's going to just disappear. Person thinks now, this material things is success, then it's gone, then what happened? Person thought now this particular, especially haram, cannot be one iota of success in it. So the lasting success is what comes through the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It is taqwa that brings the lasting success. And it is taqwa that takes a person to the good of dunya and akhirat, which is the lasting success. So this is what we have to focus on. And especially we spoke about the phone and the indulgence on the phone. For Allah Pak's sake, let us have mercy on ourselves and don't get caught up in this. Everybody always has the same line, no, I only use it for what is necessary, but now necessary, 5 hours, 4 hours has become necessary, and then what not is going on in that 5 hours and 4 hours and 3 hours? We need to come out of all these social media groups. We want to protect ourselves, come out from this. One, two, necessary, for necessary communication, parents, immediate family, one, two things like that, understood. Some genuine work, understood. But all these chit-chat groups, all these groups where all kind of gossip is taking place, and people's respect is being shredded, all the things that are just totally got no space in deen, it's wrong, being part of all such groups, is going to harm us tremendously. Come out of it, we'll protect ourselves. Groups that are just now advertising and advertising, and then people just keep getting caught up in those adverts. They sometimes buy nothing, or they'll buy things that they don't need. But the time that got wasted in it, that's another story. When you need something, you look for it and buy it. But this just scrolling and scrolling, this is now Allah knows best where this leads to, and shaitan takes all the time away in this way. People go for Umrah, they go for Hajj, it's month of Ramadan, it's Zulhijjah, others. But their time is stuck in the same thing. We need to therefore get out of all this, and this will make us successful in dunya and akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala protect one and all from all the traps of nafs and shaitan, and make us among those who are truly successful. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.